And I think it's really important to become Teflon, because we are going to get punched in the face. We are going to get rejected. We are going to have people that are going to say, I'm going to give you the listing. Yes, I'll call you tomorrow and let's get it going. And they don't ring you. And then you ring them and they don't return your call. And then one day you think, stuff it. It's been 7 days. I'm just going to ring off a private number. Funny, because it's true, remember? Okay? And what happens is you ring and they say, oh, how you going, Tom? Yeah, good to hear from you. Yeah. I've been meaning to ring you. You were amazing. And you can just feel it's coming. And I've got to let you know, thank you for everything that you've done. And look, my husband plays golf. We've heard that story, right? We know where it's going. Team, we've got to get comfortable with these things. Factor them in. Factor in. Factor in flights are going to be running late. Factor in that you're going to get the occasional parking ticket. Factor in that you're going to have one vendor every so often that's going to drive you nuts. You know the one that when the phone rings, you feel like actually headbutting the phone when you're right? You know the vendor that says every time you say something, you say, yeah, this is what's happening. Yeah, my mate's good mates with the CEO of ANZ Bank. He reckons the market's going to pick up, actually. You know how I put a sale together on Saturday after auction? It was so detached. Be detached. Be detached from the outcome. Chris, it's funny we're having it on this day. 30 years ago, thereabouts, on this day, it was the Thursday before Good Friday. It's the same time. I'm in Sydney. I'm in Newtown. I'm selling a property. I was supposed to leave at 1 o'clock and be home to do the drive from Sydney to Byron Bay. I was going to Byron back 30 years ago. I loved it. And it was our 4-day getaway for Easter. And I'm sitting there and my wife is ringing me up and saying, hurry, hurry, hurry. And I'm sitting there at this property at Watkins Street, Newtown, and there's a buyer looking at it. And I'm looking and I think, I've got to go. Have a look through, guys, have a look through. And we come out, All right, guys, beautiful. Stay well. I didn't even ask him if they, I said, stay well. And they go, they go, we're interested. Oh, good, give us a buzz on Tuesday. Call me on Tuesday. And you know what happened there? They go, but what if it sells? I've always had an approach. I said, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. I was only repeating to them what they've been saying to me for years. You know, that's what buyers say. If it's meant to be, it'll happen, right? So, team, you know what made me realise? The more I didn't want the deal, the more they wanted the deal. Care, but not too much. You know how many times that happens to me at auctions on Saturday? I finish off a property. I did it on Saturday. Finish off the property. I go, mate, the buyer, it's not going to happen. We're 50 grand short. Bad luck, all right? He goes, all right. Well, you know where we're at? I said, no worries. I said, anyway, I'm going to go. He goes, where are you going? The buyer. I go, where am I going? To my next auction. He goes, yeah, but we're negotiating here. We're the highest. I said, we've done that. We're still short. He goes, okay. I said, but anyway, I want to thank you a lot. Guess what? I said, our vendors, they were up in the clouds till you came along. Your negotiation has got them down 100 grand. So the agent should be very grateful, because on Monday, they're going to put it on realestate.com. It's going to sell like that. And the buyer's sitting there thinking, what? Our negotiation is going to help another person buy the home we want. So you wouldn't believe what happens out of the blue. You know when a random people just walk in right at the end? Like it's like they've just landed out of a helicopter and they just walk in. Can we have a look through? Yeah, sure, no worries. Because straight away I think to myself, social proof. Get them inside the house. Have a look. Can we take? Yeah, have a look. Yeah, sit down. Sit on the sofa if you want. So there we have. We have a buyer, the underbidder, outside. We've got another person that's sitting on the couch. And I've just told them that thanks to them, they've been able to get it down to a price. I left that property. I got called by the agent. They sold it. They sold it that afternoon. I've got to tell you, social proof is very useful, where you actually have another person there, which says to me, smart agents always do multiple buyer inspections. You've got an appointment at 4 o'clock. Have another buyer there at 4:15. It gives you power in your negotiations. Now, let's keep going. I'm going to miss... I know what you're thinking. Bring the booze out, boys. Let's get the drinks out. Top night. Actually, this might be... All right, relax, man. Fuck it. Hard to find good attendees these days. Okay, so can I move slides? Okay, isn't this fascinating? Red wine. See that bottle? Go to Dan Murphy's. You'll get it for $1,050, $1,100, that bottle there. That's the Grange. This here, 5 litres, $19.99. They both get the job done. Okay. They both get the job done. They both will make you feel okay. The interesting thing is, when they do wine studies, you know what they find? Something fascinating. That people look at the label and their taste buds mirror the label. Oh, yes, beautiful. I can, all those black currants. Beautiful. But you know what they do? They take the label off and swap and they put a cheap label, but they keep the Penfolds Grange in there and they put in like a cheap label, $10 bottle of wine. Oh, yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, shit wine. And then you sell them. Look at what's happened. Why is this fascinating? Because wine, like water, that's odorless liquid there. That's all it is. But one of them you buy for $20, one's tap water you get for free. What it is its perceived value. What do we do in real estate? We take an asset and make it look beautiful. We actually put it into a Pellegrino kind of look. That's what we do in real estate. And a lot of people struggle at explaining this to vendors when they're talking about marketing. All they're saying is, that's given you a test ride of the real estate gym. In the real estate gym, we've got all the information you need to succeed, whether it's prospecting, listing presentations, scripts, dialogues, how to actually have the best templates and have a process-driven business. You can join the real estate gym. The doors are open now, and it is less than one coffee a day as an investment.